Here today's top stories, Mayor Emanuel and Superintendent Eddie Johnson announced that the city will be hiring 700 plus officers. It's hard to argue with adding more police officers to the streets of Chicago at a time when shootings and crime are so high, unless you are Black Lives Matters, who denounced the move as militarizing communities instead of addressing poverty, unemployment, and the lack of social services. Okay, fine, there's that. But adding extra police officers should be separate, right? I think it's good for our community. It also shows support for the police, just as long as they don't all get assigned to Michigan Avenue. The Disney store will be just fine with the three officers already there. A big article in the Tribune called out Chicago's lead pipe problem. I guess most cities are digging up the toxic pipes when they're working on routine maintenance. But Chicago, nope. We're ignoring the problem for now. Maybe we're waiting for Magneto from X-Men to come in the city and just raise all the pipes at once. That'd be pretty dope, right? And not real. So come up with a plan. We're waiting. Don King introduced Donald Trump in a church in Cleveland today in an effort to persuade black voters to consider Trump. King used a story about Michael Jackson and inadvertently dropped the N-word. Then he asked Trump to undress to his skivvies for the weigh-in, because even he was confused on why he was there. The Federal Reserve today held rates steady. Yay! Or wait, nay. I can never tell what's good or bad with this story. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? I'll just go, meh. Former Bulls star Derrick Rose is set to go to court next week for a civil case surrounding an alleged rape. The woman who is accusing Rose and friends will have to identify herself. So far, Rose's accuser has been anonymous. So score one for Rose. And the foul? The Chicago Archdiocese waited a week before reporting a child porn allegation against a priest, which on the surface is abominable, right? But I say it's progress. If this were 30 years ago, they'd just pretend it never happened. So a week? That's like instant. Wow, look at you. Cook County's getting back in the tax game with a proposed tax on, let me guess, cigarettes? No. Booze? No. Strip clubs? No. Soda. Ding, 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 ding. God, politicians love the soda tax. I mean, for once, tax something else. Come on. You know, I'll give you an idea. Tax salsa. You want salsa verde, the green kind? 25 cents more. Boom. Just solved the education crisis. Thank you. You're welcome. Speaking of education, strike voting started today for Chicago teachers. Hey, if you vote, do you get a sticker? It says, hey, I voted for a strike. You don't get a sticker? That's lame. It's bogus. In weather, rainy today. Hate rain in September and October. Usually mean weather is right afterwards. But tomorrow, it's supposed to get to 88 degrees. It's upside down world, man. Wait, isn't today the first day of fall, September 21st? When's the first day of fall? I thought it was the 21st, right? I feel like they changed it at some point. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like I was taught September and May, right? Is it May or June? Oh, man. I don't know anything. What's up? What's down? What's right? What's wrong? Dogs and cats, blue and purple. I don't know anymore. In sports, the Cubs will try to make it a clean sweep at Wrigley over the Reds tonight. The magic number for the overall number one seed is at 3, thanks to another Nationals loss last night. So by the weekend, yeah, we'll be number one. The Cubs have big country John Lackey going tonight. Still a question about how the playoff rotation is going to play out with Arrieta, Lester, and Hendricks having good years. Will Lackey have a spot when the Cubs go deep in the playoffs? Can we count on old wooden teeth for an out in the seventh inning? We'll see. The Sox have Chris Sale going in Philly tonight. Maybe worth watching since his last outing was a complete game. Also, do you notice that Chris Sale routinely pitches past 100 pitches? Usually closer to like 120. When Sale's arm falls off, are we going to remember that little stat? It seems like a Bumgarner or an Arrieta or a Kershaw, they don't throw that many pitches, 100 and they're gone. So why does Sale, especially on a losing team? When asked for comment, manager Robin Ventura was like, huh, sorry, I was napping. In hockey, USA team is done for the World Hockey Tournament after losing to Team Canada last night, and that means Patrick Kane. I have a few days off. Feel bad for Taves, though, who has to continue to play. Hawks kick off training camp this weekend. Jay Cutler's been ruled out for 2 to 3 weeks with a thumb injury, so the team officially turns to Brian Hoyer to beat the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Hoyer played for the Houston Texans last year, so maybe he knows something about Texas that'll give him an advantage. I don't know, like what to eat or what not to eat before a game or something about the weather or pregame wardrobe. Where to get the best 10-gallon hat? I don't know. I just don't know. Something's got to be there. Some advantage has to be there. The power rankings are out today, and the sports sites have the Bears at the bottom or dead last or right before the Cleveland Browns. Ugh. Bravo. Bravo, Bears. And finally tonight, a new study ranks the top 20 drunkest towns in America. And surprisingly, no towns from Illinois. Unsurprisingly, 12 from Wisconsin. What? I mean, I know being a Packer fan is mentally exhausting, but 12 out of 20? Those are like Hall of Fame numbers there, Big Red. Congratulations. That's the carryout for September 21st, 2016. Hey, you like pumpkin spice on your pizza? Who doesn't?